We welcome the choristers.
Good morning. Our service today is a little different. Two times a year, in the place of the message, the choir gives a short concert. So this is our spring concert, and we hope you enjoy.
With a pen and a bow and a knife. If you walk, then you can dance. You can dance if you walk. If you walk, then you can dance. You can dance if you walk.
Can talk.
If you walk, you then can you can
sing.
Dance.
You can dance
if you
can
walk.
Can talk.
If you walk, you then can you can
sing.
Dance.
You can.
If you can walk, you can dance.
Emerson said, "Do not follow where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail." This morning we're singing about dreams, about our sleeping dreams and our waking dreams. There is much wisdom about the benefit of having big dreams. Big dreams bring us hope and desire for our future. When we begin to get connected in our inner selves, we feel motivated and alive. Dreams help us deal with challenges and help us overcome our self-limiting beliefs that hold us where we are. They bring us to a place where we know we must change to make our dreams happen, and that self-improvement is no longer an option. We must develop new habits. Dreams help us become action-oriented. We seek others who dream big, and we inspire those around us to find their big dream. Maybe your big dreams are about saving the environment or social justice for the repressed. Maybe you dream of peace in our world. Maybe your dream is for your children to inherit a world of beauty and love. Our next song is about the world a mother dreams for her child, a world of safety and beauty.
Oh, I Dreamed in a Dream is a short poem by Walt Whitman. As the repetition of dream in Whitman's title suggests, this poem combines the two principal meanings of dream, ambition and illusion. Whitman dreamed of a utopian city where robust love triumphed and flourished above all else, a world that embraced love and peace. I dreamed in a dream I saw a city invincible to the attacks of the whole of the rest of the earth. I dreamed that was the new city of friends. Nothing was greater there than the quality of robust love. It led the rest. It was seen every hour in the actions of the people of that city and in all their looks and words. Next, we will sing Oseh Shalom, an ancient Hebrew prayer for peace.
Thank you. Daydream, poem by Arthur Seymour John Tessamond. One day, people will touch and talk, perhaps easily, and loving be natural as breathing and warm as sunlight. And people will untie themselves as string is unknotted, unfold and yawn and stretch and spread their fingers, unfurl, uncurl like seaweed returned to the sea. And work will be simple and swift as a seagull flying, and play will be casual and quiet as a seagull settling. And the clocks will stop, and no one will wonder or care or notice. And people will smile without reason, even in winter, even in rain.
Won't go whistling like the wind blows, looking out my window just to see the shine. Baby, you might call it crazy how I'm acting lazy, skipping through the sky. Grass grows, you'll just have to follow to the other side. So let's go tiptoe on a tightrope. Falling's only natural, so spread your wings and fly.
Top that one. So I also have a poem for you guys. It's called The Dream Keeper by Langston Hughes. Bring me all of your dreams, you dreamer. Bring me all your heart melodies that I may wrap them in a blue cloud cloth, away from the two rough fingers of the world. Close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me, that I call my home. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like
I'm
the world we're gonna make.
We have a song that we sing every choir practice as we end our night, and we wanted to share that as a blessing for you.